Carol Hills, in for Marco Werman. This is The World. How do you measure success or failure in the war against ISIS, the so-called Islamic State? It's a hard question to answer, but it seems we're seeing a little bit of both, success and failure, in just the past 24 hours. Success in northern Iraq, where Kurdish forces have pushed ISIS militants out of a strategic town with U.S. help. We'll have an update from Sinjar in just a moment. First, though, an apparent setback. ISIS has claimed responsibility for the twin suicide bombings yesterday in Lebanon. The blasts ripped through a residential and commercial area of southern Beirut during the evening rush hour. More than 40 people were killed. At least 200 others were injured. Blogger and physician Eli Faras lives in Beirut, where he works in a hospital. I spoke to him today about the bombings. He credits a man named Adel Termos with saving countless lives at the scene of the explosions.
He was with his daughter in that area, in that particular street, which is a very populated street. When the first attack happened, it's possibly a human nature thing that whenever something out of the ordinary happens, people gather around to see what's taking place. So naturally, they were gathering around to see what took place in the first suicide bomb. The second suicide bomber was approaching to detonate himself, and Adel Termos saw him, and he approached him. He tackled him to the ground, causing the second suicide bomber to detonate himself, killing Adel instantly, but saving hundreds of lives, possibly. And Adel's daughter also died in the process. There are many, many families, hundreds of families probably, that owe their completeness to his sacrifice yesterday.
In this case, are people talking about Adel Termos?
The thing about the attacks this time is that there's a national sense of unity behind it. And Adel Termos, yeah, he's a pronounced figure today. I've seen him all over my Facebook timeline. People were discussing him at my workplace today. He's become famous in the country today for his sacrifice and for what he did.
Are you saying that in the past, when there were these kind of attacks and people died, that Lebanese would interpret it through the lens of Lebanese politics, but this time everybody's feeling like a victim?
Yeah, exactly. The street is still divided according to political and sectarian lines. But this time around, the sense is that these are people, period. It's not like before that these are people who belong probably to Hezbollah or who are affiliated in a way or another with Hezbollah, therefore their death has to be interpreted in a certain political context. You know, people are now tired and they're sick of this whole political background that politicians or analysts give for everything. They're looking at these explosions and saying that these are just people like us, and they're dead because of something they had absolutely no role in.
What do you know about the other victims?
They're school teachers. They're lawyers. There are a couple who worked at the American University Medical Center, American University of Beirut Medical Center. One of them was a nurse. The other was a professor at the Faculty of Agriculture and Food Sciences. There's even an American from Dearborn, Michigan, who died yesterday. She's originally Lebanese, but she was there in that in the attacks. There are people from all kinds of kinds. There are Syrians, there are Palestinians, there are many nationalities.
Are these 45 victims of this latest attack martyrs in your mind?
They're not people who chose to die for a cause. They're not people who went to that street knowing that they would die by explosion, or they're not dying for any cause. They were people who were shopping, who were taking out their kids to prayer, who were just walking up and down a street next to where they lived, and they died because of some demented, twisted politics that they had no role in. Calling them martyrs is a sort of a Lebanese way to not only dehumanize them, it's to sort of make ourselves feel better that, yeah, it's okay. I mean, they died, but now they're martyrs, which means they're in heaven and they're in a better place. But the fact of the matter is that it's just sort of a label to make ourselves feel better and to make maybe their families feel better, because the label of victim means that there's a sort of accountability in the process. Whereas as martyrdom means that we can actually get away with it without someone being held accountable and without pretending that we have to actually get to the bottom of it at a certain point in time.
You've written in your blog that Adel's story holds a striking resemblance to another attack that happened in Tripoli, Lebanon.
Another person who called Abu Ali Isa, who also tackled a suicide bomber back in January of this same year when Tripoli was attacked by two suicide bombers as well. It's an eerily similar scenario. And Abu Ali Isa, who was a father of seven, saw the second suicide bomber approaching, and he ran at him, tackled him, causing him to detonate himself as well. And he saved hundreds of lives also at the time by doing almost the same thing that Adel did yesterday. They're both from different sects, different regions, different cities, but the scenario is similar. The stories keep repeating themselves, and you have families that are getting shattered, and you have a country that's being bruised and maimed. So the question is, when will the cycle end, and when will I not need to write about heroes emerging by tackling suicide bombers and people who are dying just for being at a cafe or walking up a street or shopping with their children.
Lebanese blogger Elie Fattas is a doctor in Beirut. Thank you for speaking to us.
Thank you so much for having me.